Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Showers. 68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Showers. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
You have connected to a fixed-link node, an Echolink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CST.
Hey, how you doing, WB9CST? I believe KB's our TMB.
Hey, Jess, I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I just went for a grocery run for my parents,
so I'm almost done. I just got to deliver them. I'm not having a holding stretch. Okay, that sounds like it's fun.
I don't like shopping. Even if it's for my own stuff. I'm just not into it. But when I have to, I have to.
Yep, it's the only way you get what you need.
I grow a garden and have what you need in the backyard.
Do you like growing the garden?
I used to. I did some container gardening for a while when I was younger, and my dad, when I was growing up, had a really nice, at least a half acre or so of land, and he had peach trees, and he had grapes, and he had a lot of stuff, lots of different vegetables and stuff. So we grew up on that.
I bet that was nice.
Yeah, I remember my mom's rhubarb pie that she used to make. I don't really like it that much.
It sounds good, but I've never had it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess if you like sour things, then you'd like this. Well, anyway, I'm here at my QTH, so I'm going to let you go and see if I can catch up on everything that in a little bit. This is KP0TME saying 73. I think it's WD9CST, I believe.
Yeah, WB9CST, and all right, Jeff. I'll catch you here in a few minutes.
Okay, WC9CSP, 73 from KD0TNV, I'll be clear.
WB9CST, just a few more minutes until the next.
WA3DSP, KC3JHC.
Was that supposed to be for me, WB9CSP?
And 4ZCV listening.
In 4ZCV, WB9CSP. Good afternoon, how are you?
WB9CSP and 4ZCV returning. Okay, this is, I'm waiting to see how your linked net thing works. I've tried a couple times before and there's, I guess, been some technical things, but it looks like it's working today.
Yeah, it just depends on where you come in at is all. That's a new group that I have connected that you're part of or connected to.
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm actually in Douglas County, Georgia, and I'm a member of the Madison County, Ohio, radio club, and yeah, I've been kind of looking forward to it, see how it's going to work, so I guess I'll stand by here and listen.
Okay, can't wait to hear you on the net here in a moment.
Yeah, we had a group from Canada that was connecting in, and the problem we had was is they had about 7 repeaters linked in, and with all the squelch tails and whatnot, it was kind of unworkable. So, yeah, I'm waiting to see how this works. Hopefully it'll work a lot better. All right, I'll be standing by. N4ZCV.
Well, it clears out if you wanted to link it back in. It clears out. It's normally when I connect everything up, it's got the first second hiccups, as I like to call it. So, yeah. Right, I'm about to get started here in just a minute.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Richard, WB9CSP, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And there's a list of various repeaters and nodes that you can find on my website, which can also be found on my QRZ page. With that, I think I'll make today's question, what is your favorite summertime activity? And with that, I'll start taking check-ins. WV9CSP.
TV0TNV, short time. And my favorite thing to do is go swimming at the pool.
You've got Jeff checked in. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now.
Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee. John.
Hey, John. How are you today? How are things in Michigan? And, what's your favorite summer activity? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Rich, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, it's been pretty nice in Michigan. We actually had a warm day yesterday. Actually, a warm day. Had the windows open, airing out the house and all that other good stuff. Had some of the windows open overnight even. It's cooled off a little bit today. It looks like we may have some rain and maybe even some storms coming our way, but hey, at least we had one day of warmth. That's good for us. But I'll take whatever we got, because I love living in Michigan. As far as the question, the only answer is, for me, we don't do it anymore, and I really miss it, is motorhome, small motorhome camping. Our original motorhome was just a little small 21-footer. But it was a motorhome. I mean, it had a bed, it had a bathroom, kitchen, stove, and all that other good stuff. I mean, it was a motorhome. But it was only 21 feet long, and it went everywhere. It had a Ford 351 engine in it, which is just a mule. I could go up every mountain a car could go up. I never had problems. Wherever I pointed that thing, it just went there. And when we're traveling, we could just pull over anywhere, not have to get out if it was raining or whatever, stop and have a little snack and break and take a nap. That's the way to go. We really love that motorhome. Then I will send it back to Net. Have a good afternoon. I'll be around for a while, for sure. W8-TOY.
Roger that, John. Thanks for stopping in and good to hear you. Glad you got to mobile around when you could. Well, maybe sometime you can do it again. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CSP.
Good evening or afternoon, Richard. Here's W8DTK. This is Don over here in London, Ohio.
Yeah, I was expecting somebody else for a moment there, Don. W8DTK, how are you today? How are things in Ohio? And what's your favorite summertime activity?
Okay, well, probably since I'm retired now, I don't have to wait for summertime to do stuff. I guess it's got to be traveling. Yeah, we usually try to go somewhere in the summertime. But my favorite thing about summer, I guess, is not having to wear a winter coat. So that's, we do get, being here in Ohio, of course, it's the long gray winters where you might go a whole month without seeing the sun all behind the clouds and overcast. But, so yeah, seeing the sunshine and being outside is my favorite thing about being summertime. So there you go. Back to you, Richard. W8DPK.
Yeah, Roger that, Don. The one thing I like about summertime is the evenings when it's warm but not blistering hot. So that's my favorite time of year. That and fall when it's still kind of warm out. In the nighttime though still. But thanks for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything That Come Now, WB9CSP?
WB9CSP, this is AD0ER.
Richard, do you copy Leonard, AD8FK?
Alright, I've got Tom, AB0ER, and Leonard, AD8FK. Hey, Tom, surprise, surprise, I didn't expect you to check in here. You must have been tinkering with the remote, because I was trying to get it to come over to the Honeygrove repeater frequency, and it wouldn't do it. Or not Honeygrove, Honey Creek. How are things in Iowa, and what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard and the group. As you said, I'm here to comment in Constable, Iowa. And I did get the remote to go on to the Honey Creek repeater. I came in and the server was kind of locked up and needing to reboot. And once I did that, everything's working fine. So it is on the Honey Creek, Iowa repeater right now. I was just outside doing a little bit of project out in the yard, and I don't know, my biggest fix for the summer is antennas, not more antennas, but besides ham radio, what I do like doing in the summer is walking and hiking. I like especially going to rural parks that are super quiet, most often during the middle of the week, where it's just quiet and peaceful, and go for a nice hike or a walk. That's what I enjoy. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, now is a good time to do outside projects, so I'll give you that. It's definitely getting warmer out. Luckily, you guys don't have any snow right now, so that's always good to hear. But, yeah, I should probably get some more people or let them know about my net on the 410 repeater over there. I think so far there's only one other person that checks in off of it every once in a blue moon, but I'm glad John, I think that's his name, still connects it up, so that's always nice. Good to hear you, and I'm glad you had time to stop in and fix the radio, too. So let's move from AB0ER to AB8FK. Leonard, you made it early this time. You surprised me. How are things in your part of Michigan today? And what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to a previous caller. He says the nice thing about summertime is you didn't have to wear a winter coat. Well, in Ohio, he's at least 2 hours or maybe 6 hours closer to Florida. So he's got the advantage over Michigan. But in Michigan, I love the seasonal sports. We enjoyed the water sports at the lake. We had a place up north and with the boat. And in the wintertime, we went to skiing and snowmobiling and that kind of stuff. But today I'm doing my thing. I'm trying to put my antenna back up. The line busted and dropped it down. And would you believe I'm having a heck of a time getting another line over the tree without it getting snagged up, broken, and and snapping, and I'm doing my best to keep my cool. So I had to come in for a break and say hello to you, Richard. Back to you from AD8FK.
Yeah, I think while summer is getting ready to kick into gear, and I know people are probably going to get upset at me next weekend, but I think I might link in the New York repeater system. Like I tell people, I don't link it every time because it makes a lot of noise when 10 meters is open, but having that every once in a blue moon activity and stuff is pretty nice, so I'll probably link it up next weekend. But yeah, it seems like doing antenna stuff is, it's about the time for it right now, so glad you were able to stop in early when it's usually there at the end, so thanks for making it. This is WB9CSP, Richard and the Everything Net. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now.
And Richard to INHF.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar.
Alright, just making sure nobody else decided to come in. WI9HF, I've got you. KE3GR, I've got you as well. So, Chad, how are things in Wisconsin? Is it my favorite state of cheese? Today's question is, what is your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Peter, on battery backup today, I do that occasionally. Cycle battery. If I miss what my favorite summertime or wintertime activity is, I missed that. You picked this when you said that. Go ahead.
Yeah, repeat the last half of that. You disappeared off my side. It says you were keyed up on the computer side, though, which is weird. But can you run that by me again, Chad?
The question, what's my favorite what activity? My repeater is on battery backup, but it beeped just when you said that word.
Oh, okay. Your favorite summertime activity is the question.
Okay. I don't really have a particular one. I guess cooking out, hanging outside is a good thing. So, looking forward to warmer weather anyway. So, not much here, process of rewiring my repeater cabinet. I know some power poles. I have a good plan of how I'm going to do that. That'll happen here next week or week and a half, hopefully. So, that's what I'm doing. And today we're going to go to a couple of friends' house, and we're going to make us dinner tonight. We're going to just hang out for a while for Easter. So, nothing really huge, but it's really good to just get out and hang out with them.
Yeah, I'm glad Joey has that thing set to turbo speed after you talk on it for a little bit. It's nice because then you don't have to listen to it. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Chad. Good to hear you, and I'm glad you were able to stop in. And hi, James. How are things in Annapolis, Missouri today? KE3GROWB9CSP. And what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Hey, Richard.
Richard. I like anything outdoors, I guess. I'm a gardener, so gardening and camping and all that good stuff, and even field day is something that I enjoy. But I heard somebody was trying to get an antenna up in a tree, and one of my easiest ways of getting a wire up in a tree is to get a fishing line out, a fishing pole with a weight on the end, and throw that up over the tree and then pull the line back over.
Yeah, I like using my bow and arrow and taking the arrow off and leaving the stub and then casting it over. It makes it a little bit easier, but it all just depends. But, yeah. Thanks for checking in, and it's good to hear you. So, yeah. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST. Okay, I got Dennis and Royal Oak, and you guys stepped all over each other. Dennis, give it to me again, and then I'll get the other station who stepped on you.
Yeah, the call is Kilo Alpha 8 Whiskey India, AAAWII, Dennis and Royal Oak, India.
Got it. That's who I thought it was. I got you. The other station who doubled with Dennis, give me your call again, please.
KFAUU, Lesino Park, Michigan.
KOKO7, Yankee Bravo Papa, Annette in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Hey, I was wondering when you were going to show up, too. KK7YBP, I got you as well. Let's see, let me go up with Dennis, and I'll go to Les, and then I'll get to you, Annette. So, Dennis, how are you today? I've got a pretty good idea of how things are in Michigan, as far as weather-wise, so... what's your favorite outdoor activity is today's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say my favorite outdoor activity in the summer is barbecuing, and I also enjoy canning season, canning tomatoes, and homemade spaghetti sauce, and a lot of other things. The weather here is beautiful. It's about 67 degrees. Had a little rain this morning. And talking about 60s, mid-60s for tomorrow. Possibility of a shower in the afternoon. But sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice Easter Sunday. Go ahead.
I hope so. We're supposed to get rain, and so far all we got is a little bit in the morning. But that was pretty much it, so I don't know. Maybe we'll get more, maybe we won't. I'm unsure. KF8UU, what about you? What do you like to do in the summertime? Go ahead, Bless.
KFAUU, Lesino Park, Michigan. I like to do barbecuing and biking. A lot of biking. Over.
I like barbecues. Barbecues are nice. they smell good too, especially if they're charcoal. So, yeah. Annette, how are you today? KK7YBP. How are things in Idaho? And, what was I going to ask you? Oh, you already heard the question, so how's the weather there, too?
Well, hello there, Richard. Not much going on here in Twin Falls today. It's supposed to be 64 degrees as a high. The doors are open, the windows are open, and the heater's turned off so we can get some fresh air in the house. Other than that, not doing too shabby. What's my favorite summertime activity outdoor, huh? Well, I would have to say tanning, of course, and gardening, barbecuing. Yeah, them have got to be some of my favorites right there. Setting up the pool. So, yeah, there you go. Them are some of mine. KK7YBT.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for checking in, and it's good to hear you. How goes your extra, by the way?
Oh, I actually have a date set for my online testing, and it'll be coming up. Wow. Real soon. Yeah. So, it's a double down and double study, that's for sure. So, yeah, pretty soon. I can't say the date just because if I don't pass it, well, I could set up another date. You know, just in case. You never know. I don't want to jinx myself. KK7YBT. Back to you, Richard.
Well, I hope you pass it. You've been studying for a while now. You didn't cram it together like I did and hope that I passed, so... you took more time to do it than I did, but I hope you pass, so... either way, at least you tried and failed or succeeded. There's a 50-50. But I know you'll let us know either way. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now? WB9CST?
November 4, Zulu, Charlie Victor. This is Whiskey 8, Victor India Juliet. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf, Echo Link.
N4ZCV, and then Greg, W8VIG, so N4ZCV, how are you today, and what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, very good, Richard. Yeah, name here is Ralph, and I'm in Douglas County, Georgia, getting in via Echolink to the KE8RV repeater in London, Ohio, where I'm a member of that club. Interesting, first time on your net, and I know two people already, who have checked in already, Annette and Don. Annette, I did send you two SL cards. The other night when we were talking, you didn't mention if you got them. I hope you got them. Weather here is great. We're hitting this month. We're hitting some record highs here in Georgia. I'm near Atlanta. Yeah, we've been getting upper 80s. We've never hit 90 in April, but we're getting pretty close. Moved here from Nineland in 78, and I didn't bring my winter coat with me. I left it in Chicago. Hi. Favorite summertime activity? Well, you know, we like, my wife and I, we like going to the city park here and maybe stopping, getting a burger and sitting there and having lunch. And in the winter, we kind of don't do that so much. So that's something we like doing. I also geocache, and I like doing that better in the summer than the winter. So glad to be able to check in your net, the Easter, everyone else, and back to net control. N4ZCV.
Yeah, Roger that, Ralph. Thanks for checking in. And I'm glad you already know some people here. That probably makes you feel a little bit better. I know when I check in the net, sometimes it's a little bit scary because you don't know anybody for the first time. So, yeah, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time is when it meets. So Georgia's on Eastern, so that would be 3 p.m. But glad you finally made it. Let's see. Greg, W-A-Z-I-J. How are you today? And what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is W-A-Z-I-J. And I think your name is Richard. First time on the net. I think I stumbled across it a number of times when I came into the room, but I was trying this repeater in the Detroit area on the UHF side, and I noticed it was not connected, so I came here and I heard the net in progress. Just got done with running some new coax from the UHF-VHF rig to the outside. I'm getting ready to put up a new antenna. We had a lightning strike here last week. Major storms coming through, and it was a diamond. I think it's a diamond 200. It was an older antenna, and it hit the tip, but the little cap was still on it. But you could see the along the south side of the antenna, about 6 inches of it was black. There's a line there. When I did get it down, it hit the antenna for sure. I lost a connection. Our receiver was cut in half, so I knew that it was time to go. And the funny thing is, I was looking at it about a month before, thinking, this, you know, this antenna's old. Maybe I should replace it. Well, it looks like that's what I'm going to do. But it's been a lengthy process, and I'm a little bit older now than I was when I put that up, so I'm taking my time and really thinking things through. What is my favorite thing to do in the summertime? Well, I think it was, Ralph mentioned geocache. I enjoy that too, but I have yet to get the full paid membership. I've been just too busy, especially with this, and we took a lot of loss there. Let me buy a second here. We also lost some electronic equipment. Nothing else was damaged. I did have a electrical circuit that was affected, but had an electrician come out, and looks like we might be able to recoup some of our costs through our insurance company. So that's what I've been doing. It's been keeping me busy, slowly but surely. Again, it could have been worse. So there's other things I also like to do in the summertime, visit family. You know, you have family get-togethers and such, and that's always enjoyable because you don't have to wear a coat and you can just relax. All right, I didn't know what your call is, Richard, but this is W-A-Z-I-J, back to net.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Thanks for checking in, Greg, and I hope you get that all sorted out. Luckily, I haven't had anything like that happen to me yet, and I hope I don't, because I don't really have the money to replace my stuff, so, yeah, I hope you can get it fixed. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CSP. I think I heard a whiskey something. Go again.
F0TWT.
Alright, I got KF0TWG and the station on the Michigan repeater. Give it to me again. You got stepped on.
Okay, one more time, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India on the Detroit repeater.
Okay, there we go, now I got you. Canadian call, VA3AII, got you. KF0TWG, let me come back to you and then I'll get to Canada. How are you today? How are things in, I'm guessing, Minnesota? And what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tom in Minneapolis. And for the summer, I got a little 13-foot scamp trailer. And so I like getting that thing out into the state parks and camping all summer as much as I can. Back to you.
Well, that sounds pretty fun. That's sounds pretty easy, too. So, yeah, glad you have something that you enjoy. VA3AII, I think I've heard you check in here before, maybe, but it's been a while. Anyway, how are things in Canada? And what's your favorite summertime activity? Go ahead.
Okay, Richard. Good afternoon, everybody out there. Happy Easter. And yeah, we just stumbled across your net there, Richard. I don't think we've been on this one before. We've been on a couple of the Detroit nets, but this is the first time on this one. This is VA3AII. The name here is Kevin, Kilo Echo Victor, India November. Which for everybody in the U.S. Doesn't know Windsor, we're just next to Detroit, just a river between us. So that's why I'm hooking into the Detroit repeater probably pretty well there. But yeah, I'd say my favorite summertime activity, besides barbecuing and walking the dog a couple times a day to keep him active, is probably going by the Detroit River, sitting out by our parks here. We have some beautiful parks along the river, and watching the fish go down and in the background of the beautiful skyline of Detroit. So that's what we like to do back on this end, Richard. So hey, back to you, Net Control. I think you're Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. That's from Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India in Windsor, Ontario. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that. Kevin, thanks for checking in. And yeah, I get Canadian stations every once in a blue moon, but it's not too common, which is surprising because there's that the repeater you're on, and then there's also a simplex link in Canada too, a VA7. So I've been trying to get on more Canadian stuff, but it's kind of hard. So, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, WB9CSP. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now. Well, I guess it got heated up a little bit. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I think I'll run through the 7-3 round a little early, only because storms are supposed to be getting here soon, and I don't want to disappear on you guys, so we'll do that a little early, and I might have to close a little early this time. Don't want to do it, but, you know, got to protect my stuff, so we'll go all the way back up to the top, to Jeff, KB0TNG, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. I guess Jeff had to go, that's all right. John, W8TOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Well, thanks for running the net. It's enjoyable. I like hearing from people from all over the country, and sometimes even other countries, like our friends to the south of me. I'm in Windsor. Yes, he's down south of me. Not many people know that. And it's a lot of fun to participate in this net. Appreciate you doing it, Rich. And I'm still pushing for people to get TGIF on their DMI radios. TGIF. Don't just get Brandmeister. TGIF. So that on tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time, you can go to Talk Group TGIF 31268. Let me double check that. Yep, that's it, 31268. And join us in the trivia. Brad spends a lot of time coming up with really good, solid trivia questions. You're guaranteed to leave that net knowing something you didn't know when you logged in. So give it a try. Get your TGIF login and come back and visit us. For that, I'll tell everybody have a good afternoon. This is Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, 73.
John has the cool flutter sound when he's talking on the repeater. That's pretty cool. It goes, I like that. It lets me know that you are working. Thanks, John, for checking in and giving the announcement. Glad you were able to make it today. And actually, Ralph, you're next. And I thought you were going to be next before Don, so I'll take you. November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Okay, very good, Richard. Yeah, I guess when you saw the KE8RV repeater come up, you thought it was going to be me because we were talking before the net started. Hi. Well, you got fooled. Okay, very good. Yeah, interesting net. I'll tune in again next Saturday. And kind of interesting to hear the stations from all over the country connected here on the 2-meter repeaters and EchoLink. And I guess you have a simplex link. It's pretty cool little network you have going here. All right, good to hear everyone. And again, happy Easter. Back to net control, WB9CSP. This is N4ZCB, 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3, Ralph. I'm glad to hear you'll try and make it back. That always means I'm doing something right. So good to hear you. Let's see. Dan, W8DPK, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Okay, Richard, very good. Well, 7-3 round, I'll just say 7-3. And it's good to hear everybody. Everybody on the net sounds pretty cool, pretty good tonight. And we got some storms on the way, so we'll have to disconnect the antenna, so that's good timing. But there you go. It's springtime. It's supposed to thunderstorm. Good afternoon, everybody. We'll see you next weekend. This is W8DPK.
I'll have to give you the all-star after the net, by the way, so you can try that round as well, Don. And we can see how that works out for next weekend. So thanks for stopping in. Let's see. Tom, if you're still around, AD0ER, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
AD0ER. Yeah, I'm still around, probably, but not too much longer. I've been looking outside thinking I need to get back to the yard work so I can get the yard work done so I can get on my antenna project. I'm currently using a fan dipole for 75 and 160, but I'm wanting to add a resonant 20-meter dipole, and I'm also got a vertical antenna. I'm wanting to put on a separate rig here for CW operation, so always got big dreams for more stuff here. Anyway, that's all here, Richard. I'll say 73s, and back to you. This is AD0. We are clear.
Tom has plans for the remote. Good job. I can't wait to see how those go. Where am I? ADAFK, Leonard, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. Well, I guess Leonard stepped away. That's okay. WI9HF, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
I'm doing that today. I was a little late, but I made it. So, everyone have a happy Easter, and maybe catch you next Saturday. So, 7-3 to be I-9-HF.
Yeah, thanks for making it in, Chad. Glad you could be here. KE3GRO, James, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over. I guess James had to leave. KA8WII, Dennis, go ahead at the 7-3 round. KF8UU. Les, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Alright, a net left, so let's see. W8VIG, Greg, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Alright, let's see, KF0TWG, Tom, go ahead to 7-3 room. No Tom either. Last but not least, Kevin, VA3AII, go ahead to 7-3 room. Oh, well. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in today. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time on all the nodes and repeaters you are currently hearing me on. You can find information about all the connections on my website at wb9csp.yolasite.com. or check out my QRZ page. I'd like to thank all the repeater owners, Simplex Link users, and individuals who checked in, and the few clubs as well, because I do have a couple of them now, too. So, thank you for checking in, and can't wait to hear some people again next Saturday. And give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.